Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 FM Vancouver, CITR, and this is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life, and I'm going to be playing some post-rock today and just generally shooting the breeze, as this is The Spice of Life. Today's spice is cumin, and cumin is great if you want your skin to be that's new. That was weird. I did not expect that to happen. Anyway, great. So I totally have it under control now. Today's spice is cumin. Cumin is great if you are wanting your skin to be bleached yellow, because it's good at that. And also, if you want your entire apartment to smell like curry for an entire week because your friend Imran came over and made you some curry and it was delicious. But I mean, a week is a long time to have your apartment smell like anything, especially curry. Anyway, so I have post-rock to play for you today, and we're just going to get started. So I'm going to play a song by a band called Echo Tide. The song is 3MWY of Hope. So I hope you enjoy it. Really digging the string instruments in that one. I think they're violins, but I'm not really sure. That was a pretty good example of the kind of stuff I'm going to be playing if, when I said post-rock, you had no idea what I was talking about. Hopefully you know what cumin is, though. This was a new revelation to me. Curry powder is an amalgamation. I don't know if that's the right word. I'm having a rough day. It's actually going pretty well. Curry powder is like a mix of a bunch of different spices, so that you would like make curry out of. It's not from a curry plant. That was new to me. I learned that like a week ago, and I'm 20, so I learned that a little late. I don't know. I just didn't really think about it because you get your salt that comes from the salt plant and the pepper that comes from the pepper plant, and so you would just think that like all of the spices would come from their respective plants, but nope, curry is a mix of stuff. So we just heard Echo Tide playing the song 3MWY of Hope. And Echo Tide's a good band. If you like that song, you should check them out because there's a lot more where that came from. And we're just going to... The general structure of today's show is I'm going to play some post-rock. Play a post-rock song. Talk for a little bit. Try desperately and arguably way too hard to be funny. And then I'll play another song, and then we'll just rinse and repeat. So, with that, then, having that be the structure, as far as therefore, hence, to move onward then, we're going to play a song by a band called Kalpa. The song is On Time from their album Sequences. And this is a really neat song. So... put on your neat hats and get ready to have your socks blown off, but the neat hats will stay on. So anyway, Kalpa playing the song On Time.
We'll be right back.
So, we just heard the band Kalpa playing the song On Time. And I think that is a very timely song. I hope you're not wondering why, because I didn't think of a follow-up answer or a follow-up response for that. I just kind of got there. I did that in class, too, the other day. They asked a question, and I gave a response, and then they asked me to explain my response, and I couldn't. So I just said, I don't know, and then slunk back into my own embarrassment. It's okay, though. It's good to embarrass yourself. I make a point of embarrassing myself, I wouldn't say as often as possible, but pretty darn close, because it's good to not take yourself too seriously, and I think that continuous embarrassment stops you from taking yourself seriously. So, I hope you like that song. It's really hot in the studio right now. It's excruciatingly hot. Like, I'm perfectly happy at around, like, maybe, I don't know, 18 degrees. And it's got to be, like, probably as hot, or at least, like, 5 or 10 times as hot as the sun in here right now. So I'm quite overheated. But I was told specifically by the program coordinator here not to get naked in the studio. Not that I've been getting naked in the studio, but I haven't exactly been keeping my clothes on in the studio because it's so hot. And it's also fun to be pantsless while on the radio. Anyway, so I'm just going to sit here in my own, being uncomfortable. But the things I do for you guys, hey? You guys mean the world to me, so I'm okay being slightly uncomfortable. This next song I would like to play for you is by a band called Wur. They have some hilarious drama on just going on right now, just because they're, like, people have been calling them, I think, the Creed of the shoegaze world. I don't really understand the reference because I don't know much about Creed, but they're not super well liked. I guess they're kind of in your face a bit, but I'm staying outside the drama as much as I can in all things, so I just like their music. It's a good music, so I'm going to play a song of theirs, and it's good. So this song is called Leave by the band Wur off their album Distressor.
We'll be right back. This is your captain speaking. Today your destination is...
Considering studying abroad? Visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Wednesday, February 25th at the Vancouver Convention Center to meet with top universities from around the world, offering post-grad, undergrad, and diploma programs abroad. Visit the Travel Zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. Expo opens at 2 p.m., but come early at 1 p.m. to catch our feature seminar. Admission is free. Check the website for more info at www.studyandgoabroad.com.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
So we just heard the band were playing the song Leave, and they're pretty shoegazy, which is neat for all my fans out there of the shoegaze genre. Trying to figure out what shoegaze means rather unsuccessfully, but, you know, it sounds cool, so that's, I guess, the important thing. I'm just going to go right ahead into the next song by a Canadian band called No Joy. They're really cool. This song is called E, off their album Wait to Pleasure.
Thank you.
So I went and checked the thermostat, and I've also been doing some research. And it turns out that the sun, inside the sun, at like the core, it's 3.5 million degrees Fahrenheit, or 2 million degrees Celsius. That's a large difference between the two measurements, but that's beside the point. It's very hot in the sun, and it's actually, it's like 8 million degrees in here, which is crazy that I'm still alive. But I'm getting one hell of a tan, so that's the plus. We just heard No Joy playing the song E, and No Joy's good. I recommend looking into them. They kind of have a neat style, I think. So, I was going to have a guest today, but she didn't show up. I haven't had a guest in a while, and I think it's because I'm not blackmailing my friends, like, enough. So I think maybe next week I'm going to try and kidnap someone's dog and then hold them hostage to get someone to come on, so it's not just me hanging out. That reminds me, I don't know why it would, but today is my 30th thing on the radio, so go me. Great job for Ben. Little round of applause for myself. Pat on the back and stuff. Yeah, I started last March, I guess, and then I took a break over the summer, and then I was back again under the new name, being the Spice of Life. Before it was the Progression, or just Progression, I think. I like Spice of Life more. Anyway, things change, people change, show names change, but the general synopsis outline of the show remains the same. Except I've kind of been told to keep my clothes on, which is really, I'm feeling really oppressed by the man right now. If I'm not allowed to take my pants off, I'm feeling really like I'm having my rights revoked. It's tough. I'll get through it. Anyway, next song I would like to play for you guys is called Frames, and it's by the band Endear. So this album is pretty new. I think it came out in January. And by think, I mean, yeah, it did. It did came out. It came out in January. So new, fresh, delicious, not past its expiry date, like my yogurt in the fridge. Does anyone else manage the date that it is based on when your yogurt expires? That's like the only way that I can do it. I'm like, well, my yogurt expired 3 days ago, and it expired on the 2nd, so today must be the 5th. Side note, you can eat yogurt after its expiry. How about that? Because sometimes the date is actually a sell before date, not actually an expiry date. So it didn't taste expired. Anyway, I like yogurt, and we're going to listen to Endear playing Frames. And we're not going to judge Ben for eating expired yogurt. That's the plan. See you guys on the other side of this song of Frames. Ooh. We'll be right back. That was Endure playing the song Frames. I just burped a little. That was a good song. They're a good band. You should look into them. Endure. Wasn't that polite of me to not burp into the microphone? Burps sometimes catch me by surprise, but not this time. I was on it, because it would be impolite to burp on the radio. Okay. I don't know why I told you guys that. You didn't have to know. Could have just said nothing. Could have gotten away with it. Perfect crime. So we are just chugging along. It's 14:36, or in the 12-hour clock, it's 2:37 because the time changed while I was explaining it. And just hanging out. The weather is actually quite warm out. Some winter we're having, making me think maybe global warming is real. It definitely is. I mean, it's definitely a reality, but that's not really the effect that we're getting. But anyway, it is. It's a lovely day, despite a bit of rain this morning, and I think it's supposed to rain more this week. But I don't know. I'm not a weatherman. What was I gonna say? I had a thought. Right. This day is an important day in history because 40 years ago, on February 5th, the United States faked the moon landing. So that's really, it's a great day to celebrate that achievement. It was just a really nice achievement. I mentioned last episode, here's some continuity for you, that Buzz Aldrin was the first man to pee on the moon. I don't actually know if that's true, but it said that on the internet, and everything on the internet's true. I think that's actually, no, there's a quote about that. It's, "Don't believe everything you read on the internet," by Abraham Lincoln. He gave that quote. Something to think about, anyway. Next song I would like to play with you. The next song I would like to play for you is a bit weirder, I would say. Not too weird, not like really weird, not like weird. Not like making a pinup calendar of yourself and giving it to your friends for Christmas weird. Just like a little bit different than the kind of stuff that we've been playing. It's by a band called Shalabi Effect, and I'm absolutely sure I butchered that name. It's Shalabi, but I have the pronunciation skills of a white guy, so Shalabi Effect it is. It's not too shalabi of a pronunciation, though. Not too shabby. That was forced. Oh, boy. Anyway, the song is Imps. Imps. That's a weird word. Imps. The song is Imps. The album is Pink Abyss. And I hope you enjoy it. And I hope you can get down and dig it. Dig the weirdness and pick up what I'm putting down and what they're putting down. So anyway, this next song, Imps, Shall I Be Effect? Thanks for listening. That was the Shalabi Effect. Or rather, just Shalabi Effect. There's no the. But the band is the, so you could put the in. Anyway, Shalabi Effect playing the song Imps. And I thought of a spice-related pickup line, because today's spice is cumin. And if you follow the show regularly, you know that not every show I have a spice of the show or spice of the day, because, well, in part because the spice is always life, but also in part because I think not having continuity from show to show is the way to do it. Like, there should just be no continuity. It's better that way. But the actual real reason is that I just forget. So I remember today. Today's spice is cumin. And the pickup line for the spice that is cumin is, "Ah, girl, are you cumin home with me?" Of course, you could substitute the girl for boy if you wanted to. There's also a good one. Well, it's not a pickup line, although it could be, I guess. Not really. To me, normal puns are just pickup lines, though. But it's, why, or after spilling the spice rack, why was the clumsy chef in such a hurry? Because he was making up for lost time. With a H. There's an H in that time. Anyway, that's the insane ramblings of a crazy person. As usual, that's what we do here on The Spice of Life. That's not a trademark, because you can't trademark being crazy, but we still have two songs left, and I got to play some PSAs, so stick around for those. We're going to hear some of the service announcements, and then a song by Dead Star. The song will be Sea Dream. And I'm looking forward to listening to it, because it's going to be neat. So you guys should be too. Ads, Sea Dream, Dead Star. See you soon. And I'll see you soon.
This Thursday, February 5th, at the Fox Cabaret, Andy Schaaf. With special guests Marine Dream and Holly Hung. Andy Schaaf tours in support of new album, The Bearer of Bad News. Tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, and Northern Tickets. Presented by MRG Concerts. When will I ever be
safe from myself? Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room, and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
That was Sea Dream by Dead Star. Short song, surprisingly short for the kind of stuff I normally play, because it's normally quite long. But there's something to be said for the conciseness of a song that says all it wants to say in 3 minutes. But there's also something to be said for a song that's in no rush to meet any deadlines but their own, and they compose at their own pace, and they're done when the song is done. And I think that that's the most important thing. So no matter how long the song is, so long as you've gotten the story that you wanted to tell across, or the feelings that you wanted to share, then that's when it's done. So sometimes songs are long and sometimes songs are short. But I've heard that when I play songs that are like 13 minutes long, people get bored. Not going to name any names, but I'm going to just keep playing them, because I like long songs too. When you're really getting into a song and then it's over, it's a bummer. You have to listen to the whole thing again. But if a song is longer, you have more time to get into it. That reminds me that I also need to plug my Facebook page, because I only have 42 likes and it hurts my feelings. The page is The Spice of Life, CITR 101.9 FM. You guys should get in on that, because I post all my playlist stuff. So if you miss the name of a song that you really liked, it'll be there. And I sometimes post songs and bands. And also, it lets me know you're there. And then we can communicate. And you can tell me how cool of a guy you think I am, or if you like the show, or if you don't think I'm a cool guy. Maybe keep that to yourself, because I'm pretty sensitive. But we can communicate, and that's cool. And it's always nice to know that there are people out there listening that aren't just my mom. It's great that she's listening. It's perfect. But it's good to know that there are other people too. So if you could do that for me, that would be nice. The name again is Spice of Life, CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm also contractually obligated to promote the CITR page as well. It's CITR on Facebook and Twitter, I guess. So you can get into that too. They have interesting stuff. Interesting information. CITR is a cool place. There are cool people. Everyone here is way cooler than I am, though, and I'm immediately aware of that when I enter. But that's okay. I've gotten over it, and it's not about being cool. It's about the music, so that's why I'm here. Also for the attention. Love attention. It's great. Oh, if they could bottle attention, I would be addicted to it. Attention. Anyway, that was a weird rant. Kind of, you thought it was going to go in one direction, goes in a different direction. Anyway, we have one song left, and then Marco Astrotalk. Marco is going to have his show Astrotalk up next, so you should stick around for that. Talking about space and what's going on in the astral world, that's always interesting. And aside from that, I have a midterm tomorrow that I have to go study for. Not really looking forward to doing that. Molecular genetics, though, it's pretty neat. And then I'll be back next week, 2 to 3, Spice of Life, as per usual. That's short for usual, if anyone was wondering. And, really enjoy hanging out with you guys. Hopefully you made it through the whole show. If you did, congratulations. You win nothing but my admiration, which is, if anything, probably more valuable than money. So, great job for you. I'm here hanging out, and I'm going to play one more song. Astrotalk's going to be up next. It's quite hot in here. I looked at the temperature, though, for real, and it's like 28 degrees in here, and that's insane. That's insane. I mean, it's no sun, but it's. I'm very sweaty. I'm sweatier than I have any right to be right now. Anyway, last song, Canadian band Epigram playing the song Unexpected Gift, Unexpected Time. And it's a good song, so stick around for it. See you next week. Stick around for Astro Talk. And one more thing. Stay spicy, Vancouver.
did we come from? How did the universe come into being? Are we alone in the universe? All my life, I have sought to understand the universe.